Hello, guys. I'm kind of sick, so bear with me. But there we go. Oh, I'm EJ, if you don't know me. This is my fifth year here, or it's been a while. But symbology. Okay, but for the identity workshop you guys did, this could like play with that. This is about mail order brides. Some of you guys heard this poem before. It's called Sister Slavery. She digs her fingernails into her own skin, swallows her pride, and cries her own dignity. Remember? Oh, crap. Remember my sister Panais? My sister Panais walked along the pearl sand beaches of the homelands together. Remember my sister Panais? Weaved the winds of a kin together from day to night. Remember my sister Panais built beautiful temples from the golden diamonds in the chest. And remember my sister Panais had silhouettes of angels of the purest form. And sorry. Remember, my sister Panais, you were once woman huntresses, you were warrior princesses, you were Filipina queens. My sister Panais, your beauty is our innocence, it's our essence, but now your cries bellow underneath the darkest corridors, slammed against by tormented fists to the head, a slap on the face to us for the price of you and your bridal dress. This modern day slavery, mail order me, blasphemy, denigrates your soul. Your darkness, black bruises has now infected your body. Now I can't even see your sun golden skin because of men who can't keep their dicks in check. Eagles bring of unsatisfaction, jealousy, insecurities with their own pathetic lies because they think they can steal some sweet Asian pussy. But see, pussy digs deeper than that. Innocence digs deeper than that. Pride digs deeper than that. Beauty digs deeper than that. Dignity digs deeper than that. Love digs deeper than that. But the only thing digging deeper into my sister Panais are samurai swords taking their lives, wooden maces thrashing their thighs, and gunshots through their dark, beautiful brown eyes. And the very thought of you crumbling under someone else's knees makes me think what happened to my Filipino queens. See? You used to stand so tall, emulating the presence of the sun. You used to lay elegantly across the wilted grass under the prosperous mango trees. But now, your families are giving some lame-ass excuse for the rape of their innocents lying on their front porch. Knock, knock, body bag. Your daughter died of some unknown disease. Knock, knock, body bag. Your daughter fell ill to the sickness across the seas. Knock, knock. Body bag, your sister sold herself to some egotistic guy who beat her and beat her and beat her till she died. And now I can't stop crying because these bags cause bags under our eyes because my sister Panais are dying inside. All over the world, my sister's exploited through this sick slavery. This maniacal aspect denigrates their soul, but if we can remember her stories, then just maybe, we can resist this struggle. Thank you.